Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Gelbfish. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Tzadiches Amud Aleph. Gemara Tzadiches Amud Aleph, and going over to the Amud Beis truthfully as well, is a continuation of the Gemara Tzadizayin Amud Beis. Tzadizayin Amud Beis, the Gemara Baruch Machloikis, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and Rav in the name of Rav Sheshes. Vacha by Yaakov held that to the extent that you've got Gerim, that were brothers, that were Megayer, they're allowed to marry each other's wives. In other words, there's no Isser Eshesach, say if they were brothers from the mother, say if they had a common mother, say if they had a common father. And Sheshes held that it was awesome with the Rabbanah. When Vacha by Yaakov, and the Gemara has a Machloik, is exactly what the cases are, what the case of the Machloik is. In the case of Machlokes, only if they have a common father. Only if they have a common mother, then everyone agrees perhaps that it's Usser. If they have a common father, everyone agrees that it's Mutter. And the question is if they have a common father and a common mother. So the Gemara has different cases, in which case Shiloh was, when would Chazal Geyser, or what are they Geyser? But in the course of the Gemara is bringing Rayas, Sadi Zayim Abed, Sadi Chesman Aleph, and the Gemara is trying to bring Rayas to this Shiloh. But in the course of explaining the Dinim, so Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said that the reason he holds that it's mutter, that there's no Isser Reish Asach and there's no Isser of Korva between the wives of these brothers, is because of Gershon's guy Kutin Shnei Dami. So the Ritva explains, the Rishonim explain, that everyone agrees, I feel Rav Sheshes that says that it's Usser, everyone agrees that that's a Min HaTeir, the din of Gershon's guy Kutin Shnei Dami. So that therefore, since they were in this Geyer, since they were both Geirim, they have no relationship between the two of them. They're not considered brothers, min hatayra, and therefore their wives wouldn't be us or their mothers and daughters-in-law. Nothing. There's no relationship between them. That's min hatayra. Midrabanan, so the whole question of the Gemara is only midrabanan. So what's he bringing arrive? What's he saying? Gershon's guy, Kunshin, little dummy. So the Rishonim explained is that what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is coming to explain is he's saying is that being that the din of Gershon's guy, Kunshin, little dummy, is so meforsim, so you do a meforsim to everybody, is therefore there's no need for a gezeira, no one's going to make a mistake, and think that just like these two brothers can marry each other's wives, we can come to do it in other cases amongst the treat. Okay, so that's the concept of the Gershon's guy, Kanshanami. So the Gemara, that's one concept the Gemara mentions, which we're going to get back to. Then the Gemara mentions another concept. The Gemara's another concept is in, the Gemara says, is in av, Le Mitzri. Right. So that a guy doesn't have a father. Okay, so in Av Le Mitzri, there's another concept that a guy doesn't have a father. So there are three different cases, and so we need to understand exactly what that then is, how that's different than Gershon's guy Kashnel. So now we have three different levels of three different cases, three different types of Gerus. You have one case where you have a child that was hayrosa shloi begdusha v'leidosa begdusha. So he was conceived shloi begdusha. His mother was not yet Jewish. Before, the mother was his gayer. That's when he was conceived. But during the pregnancy, the mother was his gayer. So his leida, his birth, was begdusha. So it's hayrosa shloi begdusha v'leidosa begdusha. That's one case. Another case of brothers that we can be dealing with is a case where the Hirosa and the Leidosa was not Begdusha. So that there was no Begdusha, so basically it was Pashat, he was born a guy, and then later he was Nizgaya. Right? Then you have another case is that the mother was Nizgaya first, and afterwards the sons were born. There are three different halachas Menatera in these three cases. In the first case, where it's Hirosa Shloi Begdusha, the Leidosa Begdusha, so where there were the first brother was conceived Begdusha, or Shloi Begdusha, I'm sorry, and Leidosa was Begdusha, and the second brother was conceived Begdusha. So there's no din of Gershon's guy Kotin Shnei Dami. Since he was born already, Beshasta Leida, his mother was already Nizgaya, there's no din of Gershon's guy Kotin Shnei Dami. So therefore, those two brothers have an Isser Eshes Ach Min Ha, Eshes Ach, right? Because Min Ha'em, they share a mother. There's no Din Yibim, however, because there's no Din of Eshes Ach Min Ha'av. Because the father, since the Hayrosa was Shloi Begdusha, they have no shaychus to that father. As a mela, so the first one, assuming the father was also in his gayer, but at the time of the that he was conceived, his father wasn't Jewish yet, so that's zir mazuzim zir masam. It's ein av l'nochri, so he doesn't have a din of a father, and therefore they have a common mother. They don't have a common father. Therefore, min ha-Torah, there's an iser eshesach, but there's no din of yibum because there's not eshesach min ha'av. They don't share a common father. That's one halach. If it's hirosai, both of them was hirosai shloi b'kedusha v'leidosai shloi b'kedusha, so then min ha-Torah, those two brothers are not related at all. Right? Those two brothers, are not, even if one of them was born that way, and the other one was born as a yid, those two brothers have no shakas one to another, because there you say Gershon's guy cotton shnel dummy, so there's no Isser min ha-Torah, there'll be no Isser eshesach. That's what Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, that's even min Rabbanon, according to one lashon. Or they and avada, there's no mitzvah even. And then you have the third case where the children were born after the gerus of the mother. Then obviously those two children are regular brothers, no yidden, no different than any other brothers. You have an Isra Shach and you have a mitzvah yibum, etc. Okay. So those are the three parameters of the halacha. So now we need to understand exactly, though, but what is the makor for this din of Gershon's guy Kot Shnodom? Where do we know this halacha from? So the Baal HaTurim in Chumash is medayik on a pasuk. The pasuk talks about Benegeta, you know, it's certain people, not to be leisainu, certain people. So the pasuk says, Ger Yosem. So it says, Ger Yosem. So the Baal HaTurim on Chumash is medayik. The pasuk should say, Ger Vi Yosem. You shouldn't be ma'ana a ger or a yosem. Why does it say ger yosem? Right. So the Baal Turim says that it's a remez. There's a remez to the din of ger shes gai cut shnel adam. He's saying that every ger is a yosem. That every ger is basically cut off from his family, and that's why the Torah is calling him a yosem. So that's why it says ger yosem. Right. That's what the Baal Turim says. There's no makor chazal like that. So this is just a remez in the pasuk. But what's the emes of makor? So the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma Parshas Veschanan brings that the Chacham Sofer Maseches Avodah Zarah is niskasha in this. It says Kol Yomai. The Chacham Sofer says Kol Yomai. I don't know the makor for this halach. And so as I bring the Meshech Chochma from the Chacham Sofer. Zok the Meshech Chochma. So the Meshech Chochma over there in Parshas Veschanan says on the pasuk Shuvu Lachem Lo Olechem. The Meshech Chochma says he has a poshut makor and it's from Yenadin. The Torah said, "Shuvu lachem le'olechem." So, before Maimon Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael was separated from their families, and then afterwards, Rabbi Shalom said to them, after they said, "Moshe Rabbeinu, you should be mekabel the Torah. We can't hear it. We can't be mekabel at all." So, the Torah said, the Rabbi Shalom said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Tell Klal Yisrael, Shuvu lachem le'olechem," which the Chazal Darshan means you can go back to your families, go back to your wives. As a male frank to Meshech Chochma Zeh, before Maimon Har Sinai, they had a din of goyim, and or at least but. Whether they had a din of goyim or not, but it doesn't make a difference. The arayis were not osir for them. The only arayis who were osir for them were those arayis that are osir for ben oyach. After Maimon Har Sinai, at this point that the Rav Hashem was saying shubu lechem le'olechem, at that point already they're mechuyib in tayag mitzvahs, and therefore at that point already the arayis that Klal Yisrael has, that Yisrael have, those relationships that are osir min ha-Torah for Yisrael are going to be osir. So to Meshech Chochma Mistama, amongst those people that were married before Maimon Har Sinai, those people who were living together before Maimon Har Sinai, who are those people, Pashtus, there must have been many of them, the relationships that they had would be, after Maimon Har Sinai, those relationships would be also would be illicit. So how can the Torah, how can the Baruch Hashem say, Shuvu lachem le'olechem? Right, so how can the Torah say, Shuvu lachem le'olechem? So the Meshech Chochma is a right, Gershon is a guy, Kotten Shnel Dami. So the Pshat was, is that being that now they were all Gerim, as the Melech was Melech, so therefore, min ha-Torah, they didn't have a din, they weren't a siachas to their kroivim. So to the extent that something was a bitoy, or something was an achosay, or something was an imoy, whatever the case, whatever the iser was, that now would be usr. And it previously wouldn't have been usr, now it wouldn't be usr either, because everyone had a din of a ger, and therefore there were no such things as relatives. Azay zogt, the Meshech Chochma, and this is the raya, this is what he says, this is the raya, to this he said. To the din of Gershon's guy called Shnodom. B'chur, the Meshech Chochma is not like a Maral. In the Hagdomah to Rishav Shmaitze, he brings from a Maral that the Maral says Yisoid. The Maral has a Kasha. We find in Parshas Baal Oischa that Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says when Klal Yisrael was complaining, Moshe Rabbeinu heard him reciting and complaining, so it says they were boichel mishpachosav. And the Gemara, we had the Gemara in Yuma explains that boichel mishpachosav means al iske mishpachosav. That they were boichel about those relationships that now became aser. Whereas that previously were mutter, and now, after Maimon Har Sinai, those relationships became aser. Frek the Maral, basically, the Meshech Chochmas Kasha. What does it mean they were being boichel mishpachosav? Because of those relationships that were aser. So all of those relationships that the Torah asked up were not going to be were not relevant. It wasn't relevant for this door. So what are they being boichel mishpachosav? Does frek the Maral? Zog the Maral. So the Maral says that the pshat is that although we say gerishim is gai katan shneil dami, that din of gerishim is gai katan shneil dami is limited. It only applies to a geris where a person of his own volition comes in as Miskaya. However, when it came to Maimon Har Sinai, since by Maimon Har Sinai was Kofaleim Harki Gigis, and the Mela of the Geris was Bal Korachim, since the Geris was Bal Korachim, as a Mela, there's no din of Geris as a guy caught in Shinel Domi. So therefore, that's why they were being Beichel Mishpachosav, that's why they were complaining that those arise would still apply to them. They wouldn't have a din of Geris as a guy caught in Shinel Domi. Those arise would still apply to them, and since those arise would still apply to them, therefore, they were complaining that now they'd have to megarish their wives, etc. It wasn't a pretty situation. That's Azish statement in the Maral. The Meir Ein Chachom, the Strovtze, Goyin, says Al Pi the end of Maral. So he says you can miyashav a shver Gemara. The Gemara is a Gemara in Tzvachim. Rashi brings down Chumash. I think in Parshas Soif Parshas Baloischa. When it came to Miriam, when she was in Matzaras, when she was speaking Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Gemara reports about a discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. When the Pasuk says Alnoti Kames, that Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, she shouldn't be Kames, is that he said like this. He said, Aaron said to Moshe, Aaron says, I'm a Korav, so I can't be Mater her. I can't take away her Tzaras. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, are not a Kohen. So he says, who's going to be matter? So you have to be spavel that her tzara should go away, etc. So the question is, what does the Gemara need to say? A different reason for Moshe and Aaron. Just like Aaron was a brother, and therefore couldn't be matter, so Moshe had the same psul. Now, Niach Moshe also wasn't a Kohen, so maybe Moshe had another psul. But it's just say, you and I can't be matter because of my super craving. So what does the Gemara say this for? So to Marei Niach Chomim, that according to the Maral, it's good pshat. Aaron and Miriam were both tachas ahor by Maimon Har Sinai. Is a melech who's kof aleim har kigigis. Is a melech b'negiah to them. You don't say gerishes guy kon shenol dami. And therefore what? Therefore they were still kriving. Moshe Rabbeinu was lamala ben ahor. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't kof aleim olov har kigigis. Is a melech on Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no din. He was an emissary ger. Is a melech b'negiah to Moshe Rabbeinu was gerishes guy kon shenol dami. That's why the Gemara needed another reason. Okay, Izalkoponim, this is the Maral, this is the Me'ani Chachom's Cheshman based on the Maral. About Koponim, what do you see? You see that the Maral is Chalik on the Meshech Chachma. Because basically he's dealing with the Meshech Chachma's question, and he comes to a different conclusion. He says that by Maimon Har Sinai it wasn't Shaya Gershon's guy called Shinol Domi. And the Meshech Chachma bases his whole Svara on the fact that what the Rebbe Hashem said, Shuvu Lachem Li'ol Leichem, how the Rebbe Hashem say, Shuvu Lachem Li'ol Leichem, Ay Lechura, there should have been certain of those relationships should now be illicit, should be prohibited. It must be because Gersh is like, I cut and shield them. The Maral says, Enechanami, it was, and that's why he says, that's why the Rebbe Hashem Mesh Bechaisa. It's like upon him, so you see the Maral was Chaylik on the Mesh Chachma. Now, what did the Mesh Chachma do with the Maral's Kasha of Bechaisa Mesh Bechaisa? It must be, he must have learned that when it was Bechaisa Mesh Bechaisa, they weren't talking about their relationships, they weren't talking about their current wives, but they were just saying that going forward, relationships similar to the ones that they were living it with, or things that would be that they would have been mutter to marry, their shidduch pool would be much more limited because of the because of the new arayis, and that's what they were being boich for. That's how the Meshech Chochma must learn. Okay, it's al kaponim, but so the Maral doesn't learn that this is the makor for the din of Gersh's guy Kachin Eldam. What is the makor? Again, I don't know what the Maral holds makor is. Rebbe Chanan and other Achraidim, Rebbe Chanan in Kavit Shurim, Rebbe Chanan Vassman in Kavit Shurim, says that it's a svara. That the svara basically is that the Chazal held Menasvara, that basically being that now he broke off from before and he started. He's, you know, joining a whole new nation and doing a whole new thing, is therefore Gersh's guy called Shnil Dummy. He doesn't have any relationship to what was going on before. Now, obviously, you need to know what the parameters of Gersh's guy called Shnil Dummy. Some interesting shilas that they have been to get to it. Nobody would say Gersh's guy called Shnil Dummy, and therefore his bank account is not his anymore, so his money should become Hefker. Right, so when you get to that, you're not going to say Gersh's guy cut and shnil dummy. So obviously, it's only when you get to certain yichus and yonim that you say Gersh's guy cut and shnil dummy. One child that they have is to for Gersh's guy, do his kalim need to be? Do you need to be tables kalim? But obviously, to the extent that his kalim have tarifas in it, you need to mash them. But do they need tefillah? Or do they somehow get elevated together with him that they don't need tefillah? Just some interesting shilas that you have around, practical shilas that you have around Gersh's guy cut and shnil dummy. Again, the place can speak about these questions. Okay, so that's the din of Gersh's guy cut and shnil dummy. Then the Gemara on Daf Tzadiches goes further, and the Gemara says Amar Rabba, Hod Amar Rabbanan in Avla Mitzri, that which the Chachom say that there's no din Avla Mitzri. So we said before. So for example, if it was Hayrasa Shaloi Begdusha, Vleidos Begdusha. So the first son was born Hayrasa Shaloi Begdusha. He was conceived Shaloi Begdusha before his mother was his guy. And it was Leidosa Begdusha. And the second child was born afterwards, after the Geras. It was conceived and born after the Geras. So we said those two brothers have a din of being brothers, because we don't say Gersh's guy Kanshalom. So therefore they have a din of being brothers. And so there is an Isser Eishas Ach, because they're Achim Min Ho'ev. But they're not Achim Min Ho'av, because we say Ein Av L'Mitzri. So Kroh V'Hodom Rabbonan Ein Av L'Mitzri, Loi Tevim Mishum D'Shtufi B'Zima. Don't say the reason is because they're stupid vizima, because Mitzri or Kos Goyim are choshed on not being monogamous. And Amela, Liadia, we don't know who the father is, so we're never sure who the father is. Aval Yadia, but if we knew who the father was, Chashinon, so Rashi says, for example, even though Chori Rashi is like a little Shverlich, for example, the father and mother were in prison, Aval Yadia is Chashinon. So therefore, the only way she could have conceived was with the father. Even if it's Yadiyah, even if we know who the father is, we know for sure the father is. So we can do a DNA test, and we know exactly who the father is. It's Loi Chashina. We're still not Chayish for that Zera of the father. Because if we have twin brothers, so a case of twin brothers, so it's Tipa Achas. So then, basically, the Gemara's naming on is that they're one. There were one vlad, there was one conception, and it divided into two. So we know for sure who has the same father and same mother. And nevertheless, our Mishnah says that there's no mitzvah chalitza, there's no chiyav chalitza, and there's no mitzvah yibn. Even though we know for sure who these that they have the same father, same mother. So you see from there, afkuri rachmona lazare. So we see that what that in Din Torah. The zera of the father is considered hefker. It doesn't relate to him. He doesn't have any yachas to it. Shemamino afkuri afkuri rachmon lazare. Everyone was, how do we see that? The chsiv, and he brings a pasuk b'sar chamoyrim b'sorim, that their flesh is like the flesh of a donkey. B'zirmas zusim zirmasim, and their seed is like the seed of the that what flows from them is like the that what flows from a horse. Now, so it's saying there's no yachas between the father and the child, period. Now, here there's a big machloikas we're showing him, but again, to how far do we take this din of zirma susim zirmasim? What does that mean? Al Gemara obviously is only applying it benigia to yachas to say that the son is not called after the father, and therefore it's not considered achim min ho'av. That's what Al Gemara is talking about. But the Rishonim have a different have a machlokes hazay. The Gemara Ksubas, Taisin Ksubas and Taisin Yuma. The Gemara Ksubas has a zahaloch. The Mishnah Ksubas, the first Mishnah Ksubas, says that it was a takana that women would get married on a Wednesday night, for whatever reason, that takana existed. So the Gemara Ksuvos in Avgimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Mishas HaSakana Ve'elech, but after Shas HaSakana, after there was a certain Zeres Samalchus, they were mater people to get married on a different night. So the Gemara says, what was the Zeres Malchus, what was it about? So the Gemara says, because they were Chayish, that the Goyish governors, the Higomen, was Goyzer, that anyone who was going to get married was the boy Higomen Tchila, had to live with the governor general before, and they would look out for people who were getting married on a fixed Jewish night for the Chasanis. Is the male, what is the male? So women would come l'day sakana. So the Gemara says that Snuyim would come l'day sakana, and they wouldn't allow themselves to be nibbled to the Higomen, and they would go to sakana, they would get themselves killed. Is the male, what is the male? So therefore, they were mevatel the sakana, they allowed them to get married on a different night. So Frank, the Gemara, v'lidrash lahu d'aynashari. So the Gemara says, instead of being mevatel the gzeira, instead of being mevatel the din of getting married, MRV, is the Chura, why weren't they just instead, why did they just teach these women that aynashari, that they were anusin, that they were being forced, and because they were being forced, as a male said, they're not responsible for their actions, and they're anusim as a male, so lidrash lahu d'aynashari. So Frank the Rishonim, what do you mean lidrash lahu d'aynashari? Right. Well, the they be also to their husbands. Rishonim also asks, Rabbi Tam also asks, what do you mean, literature who don't shari? L'chura arayis. The case over there is talking about when they made kedushin and the nesuin was going to be by Yom Ravi, and it was before the nesuin that there will be nivel to the higavai. So l'chura at that point, she was an eishes ish. So she's an Eishes Ish, so it's one of the Gimel Averis. One of the Gimel Averis, so for the Avera of Gilei Arayis, is the Chura, there's a din of Yehoreg Bal Yavar. So how can you be darshan to them that Oynish Shari? That's for Rabbi Tam. So Rabbi Tam says no. So he says, based on the din of Al Gemara, both of those things are not Shver. That you say Yehoreg Bal Yavar, that's dafka with Yisrael, but with a goy, since we say Zir Masusim Zir Masum, is therefore that bia doesn't have a din of a bia. The bia has a din like a bia's behema, and a bia's behema, bia's behema is not considered a bia. So even though Lamais Avada is an iser of being marvia behema on an isha, so Avada there's an iser of bestiality, but that's dafka which mamash behema. So Mamela over here, there wouldn't be any iser. There wouldn't be any din of arayis with the bia of a goy, and therefore, because al pasuk al zimra susim zirmosam, the pasuk is saying their zera is now zera, meaning not just benigiyah to yichus, but who are din benigiyah to bia. Their bia doesn't have a teres bia, so therefore it won't have a din of an gili arayis. If it doesn't have a din of gili arayis, the melech won't be teher gol ya al tavor, and also won't aser up labayla. The melech does not kribin atam. Rivam, the Riva holds, no, he says, not like that. He says, no, what the Gemara over there means is the Gemara means that it's an Inus. And because of an Inus isn't one, Yisrael, an Eishes Yisrael doesn't become Osla Baila Bainus. And now you're asking that it should be Yehoreg Bal Yab, Yehoreg Bal Tavar, because it's one of the Gimel Averis, because it's Gilei Arayis. So he says, no, there's no din of Yehoreg Bal Tavar for an Isha. On Gilei Arayis, because she's Karka Oilim, she's not doing a Maisa. That which we say is Yehoreg Bal Yavar, but it's only if you do it Al Yedei Maisa. If there's no Maisa involved, you know, there's no din of Tehoreg. So it's Afke Yehoreg Bal Yavar, that a man has to be Yehoreg Bal Yavar if he's being forced to do Arayis. But an Isha is a din, we say it's Tehoreg. We don't say Tehoreg Bal Tavar, because she's Karka Oilim, she's not doing a Maisa. Her involvement is passive. So even though benigia to chiyav koris and benigia to malchus and benigia to chiyav chatos, we say it's not considered passive. Benigia to that, we say it's considered like a lav sheish b'maisa, and she's chayiv because we have a hekesh which we had early in the mesechta. We have a hekesh hanafoshes ha'oisois. The Torah was makish the isha to the ish benigia to that. That's benigia to calling it a maisa. Benigia to being calling it a maisa. Benigia to chiyav malchus and benigia to chiyav koris. and they're therefore chiyuv chatas. But not benigia to the din of yehareg lo oyam. That's a machlok rishonim. The rishonim have many rayas. They have kashas on the ben atam. That's not for our gemara. Now we heard earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Samad Beis, where the machlok is over there between the Biyachin and the Shlokish, and again to whether or not a fellow had children when he was a goy, and then he was this guyer, whether or not he was Mekai in the mitzvah of Puruvu. And the Biyachin holds he's Mekai in the mitzvah of Puruvu. And over there, Bekvegas brings Mitzai into a Tori Evan, then he has to Kashai, he's not Mitzvah, how can he be Mekai in the mitzvah when he was not Mitzvah? You do the mitzvah when you weren't mitzvah. It's not a good enough kiyum for now that he is mitzvah. Okay, that's exactly Akasha, which Bekvege asked his mitzvah into a Turi Yevon. But when he gave from Al Gemara, Rabbi Chanan asked Akasha, he says, Lechura, if you're telling me that Zir Masuz and Zir Masim, and he's saying, even if you don't hold like a minute of time, but at a minimum, you say Zir Masuz and Zir Masim, you're saying, what, that there's no yachas between the Goyish, the father, and the child. Says Lechura, so how's it shayach? To say that he's the kind of mitzvah of Puruvu. There's no yachas. So the Bechorah wants to say, and he's in Kashan a little bit, but he wants to say, is the difference is that Gemara over there is talking when he was a goy. In other words, the children were in this yachas achra when he was a goy, so because everything there happened before the Geiris. And then afterwards, he's this Geir, is immediately after he was this Geir, since so it has a din that he was already Mekai in the mitzvah before. He already did the mitzvah before because he had children before. And at that time, they weren't a Siachas Achrav. It's just now, they're not in a Siachas Achrav. Right? So that's the difference. So here we're talking Benigeir to with Yisrael. Right? So there's a Yichas between a Goyish father and Yisrael because the child is being born Begdusha. So we say there's no yachas over there because we say zirma susim zirma osim. Mashenkin over there, we're talking about just intra between the goyim, between a goyish father and a goyish child. There is considered a yachas. Okay, that's what Abul Chanan wants to answer. He can scratch a little bit from that from Ramban, which again we're not going to get into. Abul Chanan also asks a different question. Lechura, we say that binigeh to Yerusha. A ger still yarshins his father, right? So lechura. So you see that you don't say fully it's ger shel guy kachin the dummy. You say the ger still yarshins his father. In other words, so bringing into that, we're saying that there is a din of yachas. So Rabbi Chanan says that's a special din. There's a special din in Yerusha. Again, it seems to me that in Hilchos Mamonos we don't necessarily ger shel guy kachin the dummy. Similar to what we were saying before, when you get to the Gera's bank account. So going back to the Machlokes here, so they want to bring a raya. Toshma, Tom Rabbi Yosi, Ma'ase b'niftayim hager shnosi eishes ochiv me'imoy. There's a ma'ase with this ger that married eishes ochiv me'imoy. Ubo ma'ase l'pnei chachom, and the ma'ase came in front of chachom. Va'omru ein eishes l'ger. There's no eishes for a ger. Frank Gimora, what does it mean ein eishes ger? If a ger makes kedushin, you're saying there's no kedushin. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what you meant. There's no iser eishes achle ger. In other words, the fact that your brother, that this ger's brother was married to this woman before, that's not a problem. There's no iser eishes achle ger. My love. So the Gemara wants to say, my love, the nosba ach shuger. Then it's talking that the ach, that this ger's brother married the woman when she was a ger. So there was meaning, both of them were gerim already, and his brother married the woman, and then his brother divorced the woman, or the brother died. So it's an eishes ach, right? And me'aim, and was saying, so it's mutus, it's a riot, Rav Acha b'Yakov. So the Gemara loy, the nasbuk shu'ev chom. It's talking where the brother married her when he was a goyish. So therefore, so. But again, the din Yisrael about that it's not a marriage. So the Merkushoy v'chav, my remember, was the Chiddush. So if the brother was never married to her after the Geiris, so what's the Chiddush? Fashtayitzik it's mutter. So the Merkush says, no, mal the tame, b'ligzik shoy v'chav, otuk shuker. You would think maybe we'll make a gzera. And we'll say, well, since after, if the brother was married, the two brothers were already Geirim, and one brother married the woman, and then he gives her a get that dies. Then we say, since we say the other brother cannot marry her, this isn't this an eshesach midrabbana? It's who adin if he was married to her when she was a goy. When he was a goy, it's kamash balon, that we don't make such a gzera. Okay. Now the question here is, is what do you need over here in order for him to be able to marry her? Right, so this ger had a brother, and the brother was when he was still a goy, he was married to this woman. When he was married to this woman, and now the brother the ger wants to marry her. Does she need a get? Does she not need a? And the brother, both brothers in this guy are now, but they haven't lived together since the ger is. So does she need a get, or can she just go ahead and get married to the brother? So apparently this is a machlokes b'shoyim. The machlokes b'shoyim. The Ritva says that she doesn't need a get. There's no such concept of get. There's no point of a get. And it's not shy to say that Yairu, that people are going to say it's Yibana Magdusha Kal Magdusha Chamura, that before as a goy you wouldn't be able to take this woman because they don't have a concept of a get. And now you can just take this woman. And the Yom Shlomo says, no, Yom Shlomo says, there's no concept like that over here. Because everybody knows that the Ishus of a Goy is not considered Ishus Ben Negev to Yisrael. And on that it wouldn't be Shayach to say, Banul Megdusha Kal Megdusha Chamura. The Yom Shlomo, on the other hand, says that you'd need Davka to have a get. Then the Gemara brings a Maisa, another Rai, Toshma. Dover Ben Yasin, Kishalachlu Lekroche Ayom, when I went to the islands, Matzosi Ger Echod, Shenosa Eishes Ochev Meimoy. I found a Ger that he married his brother's wife when they had a common mother. Omarti Loi, Beni Mihirshach. So I said to this Ger, who permitted this to you? Omarli, so he said, Hari Isha Veshiva Boneho Al Sapsal Ze, a woman and her seven children, said, Al Sapsal Ze Yosher Bekiva, but Omar Shnei Dvorim. That this chair Rabbi Kiva sat, and it was this woman testified, it may have been mitigated herself, she testified, in Shnei Dvarim, Ger Noisei Eishes Ochem Imoy, that a Ger is allowed to marry, Eishes Ochem Imoy is allowed to marry his brother's wife if they only have a common mother. But Omar, he also said another thing, by Hidvar Hashem El Yoyna, Shein Islamer, something mitigated to Nebuas Yoyna, Shein is Libra Imoy Shchina, Shlish is like Libra Imoy Shchina, that the Rebbe Shmuel only spoke to him twice and not three times. Okay, the second halacha when he gets the yain is not the gear for us. Chotoni Mias, Lamaisa, so what does the Brisa say? So now the Gemara, again, was trying to bring a riot to Rebbe Shmuel Yaakov, to Machlokes Rebbe Shmuel Yaakov of Sheshes. Chotoni Mias, Ger Noise Eishes Ochem Imoy, that a Ger can marry Eishes Ochem Imoy. So the Gemara goes by, this is my lab, the Nospa Ochem Shuger. Aren't we talking that the brother married her when it was a Ger? So you see, Water it's motor like a bachem. Yaakov, so the Gemara says, no, the same terrors. Like the Nospu Shu'oi B'chom. So the Gemara goes to the same question. My lememra, what's the chiddush? Ma the tema nigzer Shu'oi B'chom ma'otuk Shuker k'mashpon. Okay, so that's the Gemara. The Gemara wants to bring a rise. Now the Gemara goes on to an aside, which is similar to a Gemara we had before in the Fine Zion. So Frank, the Gemara mimehemen. So basically, Rabbi Yassin over here is coming and is being made. And or the ger is being made is saying over halach. Mimehemen, do you believe? Vomer Abba. Omer of Hunam Rav called Talmud Chochem Shemayra Halacha Ubo. And Talmud Chochem that's being Mayra Halacha. He's telling us a new Halacha Chiddush. In Koyde Masa Omra, if it was before the Maisa, he was saying over this Halacha, before it was necessary for Halacha, in other words, there was no particular story that he was applying it to at the time. So he just said over a certain Halacha Chiddush. And Shemayla is then we makabal it, we listen to it, we hear him. And later, as it's when it's applicable, we'll apply it. But if not, ain't shemeloi. So, but if not, if he comes and he says halacha, and it's maisa comes up, and all of a sudden he comes up with a new halacha, he's ain't shemeloi. So we don't listen to him. So over here, since we want to know over here, he asked him, who is mata for you to marry this woman? And he comes and he says over halacha, so he says, ain't shemeloi. So that's the Gemara's kasha, and for the Gemara, that's the Gemara's yisoid. That a Talmud Chochem Shmoyer Halacha Ubo Im Koyde Ma'isa Amr Shaimel Loi Im Lav Zayn Shemer. So Yiboyseima. So the Gemara says Yiboyseima Moyer Ubo Ahoya. Then he already had said this Halacha before it was Negev. Yiboyseima Mishum No Komar Hari Ish V'Shuva V'Neha. Or another teretz is because he said, I'm not saying it's over, he's saying there's an ish v'shuvah b'neha, so he has a raya, right, that the story was before. He said the other ma'isa, because he also said this testimony b'negeh to Ninveh. So he's saying over a whole thing. Okay, now, what's an af community was saying over a whole thing? So we need to understand exactly what's the problem. Why is it that if a Talmud Chacham comes and says over halach, we don't believe it? So you're not makabel halach. So Rashi says it's mashmal it's chashash b'shak. There was a pshat is he holds this is the halacha. He can't. He doesn't have a raya for it. He can't prove it to us. As a melech, so he says this is a kabbalah. This is what they said, etc. This is a halacha, and he's meiru. So therefore, we say that what maybe he's lying. Maybe it's not 100% truthful. It is a melech. So that's what the Gemara is saying. But if he's testifying and saying it over shame someone else, where you can test it, or if he's saying other halachas as well. As long as there's no shash that he's saying those other halachas just to trick us, is a melech. What is a melech? Since you see, he's saying other halachas as well, and there's other halachas with mekabel, is halachas as well. Tais is on the fine Zion. Tais before said that the only time that this is negaya, the only time we don't listen to the chacham is only if the chacham has some interest in it. There was, so if it's just I'm saying over a new halacha and I have no interest in that halacha per se. I have no benefit from that halacha. It's not negated to me. So even though it's a new halacha, then you'll believe me. So there's a taste also seems to say to some degree it's a chashash of a mashaka. It's a chashash of a mashaka. The Ritva says, chas v'sholom that you'll be a chashash mashaka. Right? Chas v'sholom is a chashash mashaka. Or it's a difficult thing. Or normally you'd say, Eidech and Nambisurim, he's coming along, he's telling you halacha. So why shouldn't he be now? The Ritva says, that the pshat is, and it's talking to me, although it's not much from that the Ritva learns like that, is that Rashi also agrees with this, is that it's not that he's outright going to lie, he's just going to make something up. The pshat is, when he's saying over halacha, he's medama milsa la milsa. In other words, he thinks that this is the halacha, and he wants to come to that result. So in Mela, he's racking his brain, and he's going through various things to see if he can bring a raya. So he brings a raya, and he says, oh, I was makabel this halacha from this, or so-and-so said like that. So now, so-and-so and so-and-so said like that. He didn't necessarily say it exactly the way he's saying over the halacha. He thinks, he believes that's what so-and-so said, because he wants to believe that, because he thinks that in fact is the halacha. As a melech, so that's why he's not nevin. But he's not nevin because maybe he's coming to that conclusion, but he's not thinking through it 100% properly. He's not remembering the story properly, exactly what he's saying over, or he's not remembering all the parameters of the halacha, and therefore he's not nevin. Tzadi Chesam Vez. Let's see the Mishnah. Chomish Noshim Shnesarvu Vlodeseyam. So you have five women that gave birth, and their vlodis got mixed up. In other words, they gave birth in a cave, they gave birth in a way that we don't know exactly whose child is whose. Higdilu ataruvis, and these mixed up, the children who were mixed up, we don't know who their parents are, grew up. V'nosu noshim, they got married. Umesu, and they died. Now, each one of these women, you see, had five women, had gave birth to five, each one gave birth to a child, to a son, but we don't know exactly whose son is whose. And then, in addition to that, each one of these women had another son. So these five children who were of doubtful lineage, each one of them has got an ach, me'oviv, that can make ibum, umesu. And so now the five sveikos, shenasaravu, all died. And they died without children. So each one of them, their wives, is a yevam l'shuk, and they need ibum and or chalitza. So is the halacha, but no one can marry her, because none of the five really can go ahead outright and marry her, make ibum on her, because it's suffik yevam l'shuk. So, for example, Reuven is one of the taruvas, and Reuven has a brother, and Reuven is one of the taruvas, and Reuven dies. Right now, Shimon is one of these woman's vaday children. Shimon is not one of the taruvas. Shimon can't go ahead initially and make Gibim on Reuven's wife, because Reuven may be his brother, Eshes Ach, may of it, but it may not be. It may be someone else's brother. in which case it's Yivam L'shuk. So what's the Eitzah? So Chomish Noshim Shinesar will already say, Megdilu Ataru, is Venosim Noshim, Umeis when they died. Arbo Choyltsin La'achas. So the first thing you do is, well, you've got five Tarubis and five non-Tarubis brothers. So four of the non-Tarubis make Chalitza to this one woman, to Reuven's wife. Right, so if it's a good Chalitza, so it's a good Chalitza. If it's not a good Chalitza, okay, so maybe the next guy's Chalitza is a good Chalitza. So you make four of those Chalitzas, V'echad Miyabim. And then one of the five, Vade children, can make Yibim. Why? Because Mamarushach. If he's Taka was his brother's wife, it was his Eshesach, it's his Yavama, so then he's making a good Yibim. It was one of the other guys, Yavama, so he made Chalitza. So there's no, it's a Yavama L'shuch. So that's for the first woman. Who Ushloish? Then the fellow who made Yibim, and three of the other Vadoim, is Chelzon Achas, will make Chalitza to the next woman, Vechem Yabim, and another one of the Vadoim will make Yibim. Nimtsu Arba Chalitzais, Vibim Lechol Achas Vachas. It'll come out, you'll have four Chalitzais and Yibim for each woman. And, okay. So let's see the Gemara, and then we'll get back to understand the mission. V'dafke mechlitz v'hadim yibumi. The Gemara explains, of course, that first you have to make chalitz, and afterwards you make yibum, as we explained, because you can't make yibum outright. If you're going to make yibum outright from the get-go, then you may be coming into contact with yivam l'shuk, and that's no good. Avul yibumi reishal loy dechapoka b'yivam l'shuk. Period. So the Gemara asks, "Mai hu shloish chelutzon le'achas? Why do we say he, the one who made yibum, and three others make chalitza?" To one of them, leitema li bimu chad lekulu, ala kol chad v'chad miyam chod. Dilma misramia leidi day. Maybe it'll come out. He'll get his own. Anyways, the question is, why do we say that? What that everyone should make a yibum? Let one fellow make yibum on all five of them, on all five women. So let five of the women, let four of the women, let the four of the vadois make chalitza on all of the women, and then let one of them make yibum on all of the women. So the Gemara says, well, because that way, Lamai said, you'll have one yibum, but you'll have the four of the others, you know, for sure are not a proper yibum. By shanking this way, if you get lucky, you may very well have that everyone ends up getting his brother's wife, and you'll have a proper yibum. So that's why we say that, what, that rather than one person making all the yibums, we only have one person, we have each one of the Vadois marrying one woman after that woman got chalitza from the four other fellows. Okay, that's the Mishnah and the Cheshbon and the Gemara. Now, the obvious question on the Mishnah is, l'chura, why does it say this thing by Chomish Noshim? L'chura doesn't have to talk about Chomish Noshim. You can have this case by Taruvis, you'd have the same halacha basically by two women, or by three women, or by four. So why does it have to tell us, why does it tell us the case of Chomish Noshim? You have the same exact concept. I have two women, gave birth by Taruvis, and the children got mixed up, so I don't know whose is whose, and they grew up, and the women also have Vadai children, children who they know who are theirs, and the two Taruvas died, so one guy will make Chalitza, the other guy will make Yibum, the other guy will make Chalitza, same thing, or tell me by three, and then you can have the same concept, tell me that each one will make one Yibum, and will make two Chalitzas. So the Mefarshim asks his kasha. The Bach in Ebenezer asks the kasha. The Bach makes the cheshbon based on Halach in Yerideya, based on the next case in the Mishnah, which is going to be a little bit too complicated to go through. The Taisis Yontif on the Mishnah says, this is the Derech of the Mishnah. The Derech of the Mishnah is to mention five. Just like the Gemara Mishnah Gedushin talks about a fellow's Mekadosh five Yishis, with a Kilkola, with a basket, and so that's why he hops on five, similar to that mission over there. The Pharisee Yisrael says this was the story. The Aruch HaNer says for a different reason. The Aruch HaNer says, based on previously in the Gemara we had, that a fellow should not be miyabim five women, because you want each woman to have respond oino once a month. As a male, so the reason he hops on five is to say that you're not going to make, that one guy can't make all five yibums. Because the question is, as follows, does up the Aruch HaNer, and apparently the Yom Shleimo also makes a similar cheshbon. L'chura, we just had the Gemara made a cheshbon, and the Gemara said, we're not going to let one fellow, or we don't want one fellow to make Yibim on all five women, because then we're saying, for sure, you're going to end up with four of them, and not a Yibim. You'll have done Chalitza, but you won't have a Yibim. So this way, maybe we tie, maybe each one ends up with his yavama, and you'll have the proper mitzvah yibam. But on the other hand, this way you may end up with no proper yibams, because mehechatesa any of them get the right one. So it may very well be is that Eshes Reuven was supposed to have yibam with Shimon, and instead she married Levi, and Eshes Shimon or Eshes whoever the other tarubis was supposed to marry. So nobody got the right one. So you may end up with no yibams. So l'chura, so why wouldn't you say that adrabah? It's better for one to make yibam on all five, and this way for sure you'll have vade one yibam rather than having each guy making yibam only on each on only one woman. So after Orchoner said that's the pshat. The pshat is Eirchanami. If there were four, maybe you would talk to tell them to do that, and if there were three, you would talk to tell them one fellow should make yibam on all, because then you'd have a vade yibam. But since over here we're talking about five. And five, we're not going to let them make him. He's not going to make even on all five anyway, because then each one won't get his manoina once a month. There's a mela is what? It's a mela. So therefore, now you'll only have four. He can only make even at most at four. If he can only make even on four, then you won't have a vada even anyway. It's a mela. Therefore, it's best to do as the Gemara said, and to make sure that at least this way. There's at least a possibility that you'll have the right yavam and yavama. That's how the Aruch Haner wants to learn. On this question that we asked, that the Aruch Haner asked, is l'chur that you can't have five doing one because of the fact that you won't have mizman oina. So how the Gemara asks, how is the Gemara asking that let one make yavam on all five? The Taisis Yontif says that which the Gemara said before, that we tell them not to do that. That's just it's an Eitz HaToiva. But it's not that we tell them they can't do it. It's a Melech, so therefore the Gemara's Kash over here is let them in fact, if you wanted to, one could make Yibam on one of them. Taisis Yontif also brings from the Kesem Mishnah, that which the Mishnah says here that they make Chalitza and one makes Yibam, it doesn't mean he has to make Yibam. It just means that if they want to make Yibam, they can make Yibam. It's only because the Gemara assumes that everyone wants to make Yibam because the mitzvah of Yibam is kodem mitzvahs, is before the mitzvah of chalitza. Now, what's interesting, and this is just something that just popped into my head, what chiyuv do they have here to make Yibam or chalitza? Really, it's a suffolk mitzvah. So each one has a suffolk. Am I doing a mitzvah or not doing a mitzvah? So each one's doing a suffolk mitzvah. So when he's doing each one, is he chayav to do a suffolk mitzvah if after the fact he's not sure he's going to makayim mitzvah? It's based on Levi has a yisoid based on a Magen Avraham, and I believe that this was a shaila that the Radzina asked when the Radzina came up with his tchelus, and so I think he asked the Beis HaLevi. So Naniach, the Beis HaLevi may have disagreed with him as to whether or not the tchelus that he found was the proper tchelus. But he says, but l'chura, it's a suffolk. So if it's a suffolk, al suffolk mitzvah, he should be mechayiv to do the mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi brings rise, which we're not going to go into, based on the Magen Avraham, is that the only time that we say that a suffolk mitzvah, you chayiv to do the mitzvah, is only if after you've done it, you know for sure you've done the mitzvah. For example, you have a suffolk whether your lulav was kosher or not, or you have a suffolk whether you took the mitzvah of lulav, or you had a suffolk whether you said Kriya Shema. So you'll say Kriya Shema now. So you have to say Kriya Shema. It's a suffolk derais. The suffolk derais is l'chumra, so you have to say Kriya Shema. So you'll say Kriya Shema. So you'll go ahead and you'll say Kriya Shema. Okay. Well, after I said Kriya Shema, I know for sure I was mekayim the mitzvah. You're saying misuffolk, I have to do it, so misuffolk, I have to do it. So now I vade did it. But let's say you have a suffolk whether you said Kriya Shema or not. And now it's ben hashmoshes. So it may very well be that if you say Kriya Shema now, you're not going to be mechayin the mitzvah anyway. So in that case, do we say suffolk derais is l'chumra, you have to say it? So the Beis Levi says, no, you don't have to. Because since even after I do it, I'm not sure I'll have a mechayin the mitzvah, you don't say there's no din of suffolk derais is l'chumra, at least by mitzvah say. So the question over here is, you're telling me I have a mitzvah of yibam. I know a mitzvah of chalitza. But after I do the chalitza to the first woman, I don't know that I've done a mitzvah of chalitza. So what's my chiyuv to do the mitzvah of chalitza? What's my chiyuv to do the mitzvah of yibam? Right, so I don't know if I have the mitzvah. Now it seems to me that the answer is here it's different for two reasons. The first reason it's different is because in a chanami, if you're only going to do one chalitza, then you won't say Safek Daraisa. Because you couldn't be mechayev me to do one chalitza. But being that I'm going to do four chalitzas or five chalitzas, is a melech. So amongst these five women, I'm definitely going to do, one of them is going to be a proper chalitza. So the question is, do I, in that case, do I say that it's a Safek Daraisa, and therefore since it's a Safek Daraisa, it's the chumrah, I have to do it. Because being over here, if I do it five times, I know for sure that I can be mechayev the mitzvah. L'chumrah, it seems to me, that's something that you'd have to do. Another reason here is, it seems to me, is that you'd be kai for him and to do it, not so much because of his mitzvah, but just because the woman needs a heter. She wants to be able to get married l'shuk, so in order for her to get married l'shuk, everyone's got to do something over here. It seems to me the bezin would be kai for them to mekayim the mitzvah. Now, what would be if one of the women were meichel? Some of you've heard already in the Masechta, the first chacham tzvi, the first truva of the chacham tzvi, is he declares a shaila whether chalitza is a mitzvah. So that you have to do it, or it's a mitzvah to do it, or if it's really just a heter, like a get. So let's say you have a case where a woman is a kena, and she says, I don't want to make, I have no intention of getting married again, and I don't want to do chalitza. So is there a mitzvah? Is there an obligation to do it? Or do you say, no, basically she can be meichel, it's just really just a heter on her part. Just an eitzah for her in order to be able to take off the iser, yivam l'shuk, and to remarry. Well, if you learn that it's just, like, if you learn that it's not a mitzvah, you learn that it's just it's an eitzah, it's a heter for her. So theoretically, over here, if one of the women were to be meichel, so then I'm not sure if you could force the other ones to make chalitza. In other words, so if it's al safek mitzvah, safek mitzvah is lechomra, so then you can say I've got a chayva to do it. But here, where I'm not sure I'm going to mekayim the mitzvah anyway, because one of the women doesn't want chalitza, so I'm not going to do chalitza to her, so there won't be any chalitza or yibim to her. And therefore, at the end of the day, no one is sure that he's being mekayim his mitzvah of yibum or chalitza. It's maybe takaris l'chayva. But if the din is, if the reason you're going to force him to make chalitza or yibum is because these women have a right to remarry, and you're not doing the mitzvah, is holding them up. So under those circumstances, the chura bezin would be kayv for him to make a chalitza in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. We mentioned before that the Aruch HaNer and the Yamshu Shleimer, they both have a taina, and they say, L'chura, it should be better for one person to make Yibam, at least when we're talking about less than five, so that at least, for sure, he'll have a mitzvah of Yibam. He'll be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam, rather than everyone having a suffix of the mitzvah of Yibam. So then the Harshraga asks a simple question. He says, that's very good if it's all the same. But L'chura, what you're saying over here is, you're saying each person should give up his opportunity. You have five people here, or four people here, or three, and each one of them has got a suffolk mitzvah. So you're saying each one of them should give up his opportunity to do the mitzvah, to benefit one, so that that fellow should definitely be mekayim a mitzvah. As mehechates of the din, to say that anyone's obligated to give up his mitzvah for the benefit of the others, so that one fellow should Vade Bizek in the mitzvah of you. The Braisa goes weiter, the Gemara goes weiter and brings a Braisa. The Gemara brings a Braisa, says, Mitzosin Achin, Mitzosin Shein Achin. If you have, from the people of the Taruvah, some of them are brothers, some of them aren't brothers. Achin Chayot Shein Achin Miyab. So, for the Gemara, Maikom, what does that mean? Amar of Saf Rachikom, this is what the Braisa meant. Mitzosin Achin Min Hoav. Some of them are Achim and Ho'av. So in other words, the Vadois and the Sveikos, the Sveikos had brothers Achim and Ho'av, for sure. Umiktsos and Achim and Ho'em, and some of them were only Achim and Ho'em. Some of the women, the two children that they had, they were from different fathers. So the ones Achim and Ho'em, the ones who were Achim and Ho'em, is Chelzin. They only make Chalitza. They can't make Yibam on any one woman, because maybe the woman that they're getting is the Achim and Ho'em, where there's no mitzvah. But Achim and Ho'av, and the Achim and Ho'av, Miyabim, can be Miyabim, they can Miyab more than one woman under those circumstances. Because of Manushach, one of them will be, maybe it's more than their Miyab, maybe they got the right woman. And even if not, as long as the Chalitza was previously made already, by the appropriate number of people, is it won't be Yivam L'shuk. Miktsosin Kehanim, Miktsosin She'enim Kehanim. If some of these Tarubis were Kehanim, and some of them weren't Kehanim, if Kehanim Chelzin Shein Kehanim Yab, the Kehanim make Chalitza, and the Einim Kehanim can make Yibam. Miktsos, right, so the reason being is because the Kohen can't make Yibam. Because if the kohen is going to make yibum, he's making a yibum on a chalutza. So it's also for a kohen to marry a chalutza. So therefore, he can't make yibum; he can only make chalitza. Because basically, just put the two halachas that we just had together. Now the Ramban explains something over here. On the Chav Dalet, we had a Gemara. Now the Gemara said that the Chazal went out gozer in the Issa Chalutz and a Safa Chalutz. So a kohen is mutter with a Safa Chalutz. So look, we're over here, it's only a Safa Chalutz. So it's only a Safa Chalutz. So look, so why is it going to be Aser? So the Ramban says, you have a Raya from our Gemara that Safa Chalutz is Aser, and this forces you to learn the way Rashi learned on the Chav Dalet and Aleph. On the Chav Dalet and Aleph, when Rashi learned the Gemara over there, when Rashi said that Safa Chalutz like Gozer Rabbanon, it was Safa Chalutz like Gozer Rabbanon to be Moitzi. Meaning, if you married a Suffolk Chalutza, so then you don't have to be Moitzi, because they weren't Gozer to force a get if a Kohen married a Suffolk Chalutza. But when it gets to an Isser, it's stuck, it's Osser, and the Ramban says, you have a Raya from this Gemara, that a Suffolk Chalutza is going to be Osser. That's what the Ramban says, and he says this is a Raya to Rashitas Rashi, out of Chav Dalet, Omen Aleph. The Aruch Haner has a starke kasha l'chura on the Ramban. The kasha that he asks is this: before the Gemara on Daf Chav Dalet was talking where it was a Safek Ashokol, you had two brothers married two women, right, and you don't know which one is Makadish, so it's a Safek Chalutza. So there it's a Safek Chalutza, it's a 50-50. So it's a Safek Ashokol, it's 50-50. It's a Safek Ashokol, 50-50, it's a Safek Chalutza. Over there, perhaps you would say that Safek Chalutza the Gozer Chacham. Mashenkin over here, by this Safa Chalutza is L'chura Al Pi Roiv, the woman is a Chalutza. Because Lemaisa, you've got five people over here, right? And he's only got a shot of one of five to say that he's getting the right woman. So L'chura, four-fifths, 80%, is he's not getting the right woman. Is L'chura, she should have a Roiv that would tell you that she's a Chalutza, and the Kohen's marrying a Chalutza. So time of the Aruch Haner, L'chura, under those circumstances, he thinks that L'chura, they should be machmer. So therefore he doesn't understand the Ramban's Raya. I'm not sure, maybe the Ramban's Raya can be one of two things. One thing is Raya is this price doesn't necessarily say it's five. It says Mitzasan Achen, Mitzasan not Achen. So theoretically, if you don't hold like the Urchel, I mean, maybe the Urchel knows what she tosses, but if you don't say like the Urchel Ner, that the Aloch in our Mishnah really could have been said by three or two or by four, so then it's La Badafka that L'chura, it's a Roiv. And nevertheless, the Aloch is the same. The Aruch Haner himself asks a shtickle kash on himself, is because the halacha over here is going to be a little different. Because when the Gemara says that the kohanim are chelitzin, v'sheni kohanim miyabmin. And by achimin ho'em, it also says it's chelitzin, not miyabmin. By the achimin ho'em, over that case where it's chelitzin, right, if they went ahead and they got married, it'll be a suffik, it's not going to be yosin. It'll force a get. Mashenkin, by the kohanim, we're saying if they went ahead and they got married, you wouldn't give a get. So that's still shverkeit on the whole on this whole case and this whole halacha. Have a good day.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.